Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. I am in studio this afternoon with business owners Holly Slate, of course Dave Slate and Associates Realtors, and Adri Duran. She is the owner of The Flower Company, and she's in the Scottsdale Village Shopping Center, and we're here to talk about Feed New Mexico Kids and some special things going on this weekend, and then the following follow-up to Thanksgiving distribution of meals. So, Adri and Holly, welcome.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for being here. Well, I want to start right out of the gate by asking you the question that we ask almost every time. How many students in the Albuquerque Public Schools, Holly, are food insecure?
At the last hard count, it was 3,750.
Wow.
And that was within the APS school district. And so that's kids that are McKinney-Vento qualified. And what that really means is that they don't have a safe, reliable place of shelter at night. Mm. So it might be families that are doubled and tripled up in accommodations that weren't meant for that many people. It can be unaccompanied youth that really are on their own and they're couch surfing or living in cars. It can be families who are currently living in a car, you know, may not be a long-term situation for them, but it is where they're living now.
Gotcha. So there's homeless. There's obviously poverty.
Yes.
There's all kinds of contributing factors, mental illness and all kinds of things to parents. But these young people are going to the Albuquerque Public Schools.
Yes.
And they know where their next meal is coming from.
No, they don't.
So
and that's the definition, actually, of food insecurity, not knowing where your next meal is coming from.
So they have meals typically during the week. They can get breakfast and they can get lunch at school. Is that correct?
It depends on the school they go to.
Mm.
So because outside of the McKinney-Vento population is just, you know, a poverty population, right? Mm-hmm. So they still have a roof over their head and they still have, you know, parents, but their parents are living in a poverty situation where there's really not enough food in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've got is sometimes they're in a school district that might only serve a Title I lunch. Sometimes they're in a school district that will have a Title I breakfast and lunch. And then there are some schools that will have an after-school program where there might be an after-school snack or another meal. So you've got this population that is ranging from one, maybe two in a snack or two kind of a third meal during the day. But then what happens is on the weekends, there's not enough food. So we end up with third graders that lose 2 pounds over the weekend.
Oh.
These kids come back in Monday morning absolutely ravenous.
Mm-hmm.
And the cafeteria workers tell us and the teachers and counselors tell us they come in just famished. And one of the counselors at one of the schools asked a little boy on a Monday morning, "Sweetheart, when was the last time you ate?" And he said, "My grandpa gave me Cheez-Its yesterday."
Yeah. Yeah,
and, you know, most of us just can't even imagine that.
No.
But that's all a school age, an elementary school child has eaten all day on Sunday. It's just, it's hard for us to wrap our mind around. So what we do is we package snack packs in gallon-sized Ziploc bags and send them home through the school with these students so that they have something to eat over the weekend. And everything that we put in the pack is a non-perishable, easy open, no cooking required food item.
Mm-hmm.
So we put it all in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag, and then the counselor, the outreach worker, the school nurse, or the principal, depending on the school, they slip it discreetly into the child's backpack, and off they go, and they've got nutrition for the weekend. And it's changing the way kids feel about the weekend. It's changing the way they approach school. There was one little guy that told the teacher, you know, she said, "Happy Friday." And he said, "I used to hate Fridays."
Yeah.
And she said, "Why?" And he said, "Because there was nothing to eat at home." He said, "But now Friday's my favorite day of the week because I get my snack pack."
Nice.
And I mean, nobody's coaching these kids. You can't coach
sure.
a kid. You know, this is spontaneous stuff that the teachers and counselors just give us the feedback to let us know that it's making a difference.
Right. Well, you obviously have people come alongside of you like Adri. Adri's the owner of the Flower Company in Scottsdale Village. And we were talking off air. She's got that creativity in action where she puts together these beautiful flower arrangements. So I introduce you both as business owners on purpose because a lot of times people think, oh, well, these ladies are in ministry.
Right.
Well, we used to be.
Yeah. Well, but you are. You are in ministry, but you're also, you also have a business, mm-hmm. and you're earning income and you need people to frequent your businesses. Holly, of course, is a real estate professional. And what do you call a florist? Is that right? Is that the correct terminology?
Yeah, there's different terms. And only in the florist community do you get offended or not offended by it. But I'm cool with it. Florist is fine.
Okay. Tell me what you are officially.
There's different things. It's a florist. Floral designer.
Okay.
Whatever. I mean, it's all the same thing.
I have no ability to create, you know, bouquets or any of those kind of things. I can't even wrap Christmas presents. It's an embarrassment.
So you just use a plastic bag.
Oh, I delegate that. I fortunately had 5 children, and 2 of my 5 children love to wrap presents. So guess who got delegated that job?
Wow. I thought you were going to try and recruit Adri, see if she was going to open a gift wrapping division in her floral shop.
Hey,
I do like wrapping gifts. So.
Adri, there's another business thing. But, in all seriousness, you all are taking a portion of what you make, and you have a giving heart. You're not only serving with your time, but you're also serving with money. And truthfully, that's exactly what we're asking our listeners to do. Holly, you were on just a week ago talking about the big Thanksgiving meal distribution that you're doing with the Albuquerque Public Schools. And I was so impressed in that conversation because we wanted to have you back on right away, not to just remind everybody of that. But this is the holiday season. We have Thanksgiving. We have Christmas coming up. And the need is ever greater for everything. And so the first thing I want to do is talk about the big event that you have coming up that Adri's put together in Scottsdale Village. You've got a bunch of businesses coming mm-hmm. alongside Feed New Mexico Kids. And then we're going to talk about the Thanksgiving meal distribution, if that's okay. So this weekend, you have a big event coming up. Adri, tell us about that.
We do. So I had seen, because I follow Feed New Mexico Kids on Instagram, and I saw a call out a few weeks ago where they were like, our shelves are empty. They posted a picture. And seriously, both my mom and I cried. Like, we sat there and cried. And I was like, oh my gosh, we got to do something. So I had done a call out then. And we're a drop site. So if you want to bring us stuff even beyond the food drive, you can bring it to us and we'll get it down here. So they can pack it up in the snack packs. But I thought, man, there's got to be something I can do. Like, I need to do more than just flowers. So that's what I was like, let's do a food drive, because I had heard Holly on the radio many times before talking about it, how, you know, these kids go home and you don't think about it. You don't think about it. They go home over the weekend. They don't have food. They lose 2 pounds a weekend. Well, a break, like Thanksgiving break, Christmas break, how much? That's even more. That's a longer amount of time where these kids don't look forward to it because they have no food. So I thought, well, let's do a big push. Let's do a food drive this weekend. So it'll be this Saturday in the Scottsdale Village Shopping Center from 9 to 1. And so during those business, you know, during that time, drop it by. We're going to have a lot of vendors, like shops within the shopping center, but we're also going to have some other vendors that aren't necessarily in the shopping center.
Okay.
And we're going to set up booths there for them to come by, just to get to know the people that are also supporting Feed New Mexico Kids. And we just want to collect so much food because we really want to stock, you know, these kids up for Thanksgiving. We're going to do another one in December before Christmas. Cause I just want to be sure these kids can have food. My goodness.
So we're doing a food drive. Holly, I need you to tell us exactly what kind of food you need.
Yeah. So back to the non-perishable single serve. This is what is so important. This is not your spaghetti and, you know, the jar of pasta sauce that will, you know, sometimes work. What this is single serve. Our most needful ingredients are flip top cans of beef ravioli, single serve mac and cheese, because even though it sounds like it needs to be cooked, it doesn't. You can put hot water in the container and it mixes right up, and it's a really nice comfort food and belly filler. Single serve puddings, single serve nuts, single serve trail mix. We do take ramen, but you know, we tend to get a lot of ramen anyway. Mm-hmm. So if people could really focus on those protein rich items, which really is the beef ravioli, the mac and cheese, the singles, you know, the sleeves mm-hmm. of nuts, the sleeves of trail mix. And then the pudding is a lovely thing as well. We do put in fruit squeezes, not the fruit cups, because the cellophane tends to open up as the kids bend it or push it mm-hmm. in their backpack. So fruit squeezes are something that we use. We do put in single serve oatmeal packets because you got to understand how resourceful these kids are. So, if they're an unaccompanied youth or somebody who really doesn't have access to hot water, which sometimes they don't, you gotta yes. really understand that. Sometimes these kids don't even have hot water.
Right.
So they can get hot water from a lot of the Circle stores will let them have hot water as long as they have, their own container. Mm-hmm. So they'll make the mac and cheese in their own container. And then they'll lick out the container, you know, when they're done with their mac and cheese and go back on another day and make the oatmeal in that same container. And then the top ramen they eat dry. I'm told that even kids who are not in food insecure situations, they enjoy eating top ramen dry. And so we put that in there. We put cheese and peanut butter crackers in there. We put protein bars. Sometimes people will bring granola bars.
Mm-hmm.
Granola bars have a lot of sugar and carbohydrate in them, and so they can affect a kid's blood sugar. We try to keep things as protein rich as possible. So if you're thinking that, you know, bars are a good way to go, you know, please check the protein content. We like as much protein as we can get in them while it's still being palatable to a child, because right. some of these are going to kindergartners and some of them are going to seniors. You know, we've got sophomores, juniors, seniors that are unaccompanied youth, and some of them are going that direction as well. So not coffee flavor, you know, that type of thing. Just, mm-hmm. just think child. It's got to go from kindergarten to 18.
Gotcha. Holly Slade and Adri Duran are in studio. They're both business owners, both working with Feed New Mexico Kids. We've got a food drive coming up this weekend in the Scottsdale Village. And we have a big distribution of food coming up for Thanksgiving. All kinds of more of information about Feed New Mexico Kids. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We will be right back.
Is there something about your house that chills you? Are there strange sounds coming from your furnace? When darkness falls, do your pipes clank and moan? Whatever it is, give the guys at Bosca Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing a call at 444-7200. Their friendly service professionals are ready to bust even the scariest of home HVAC issues. Just dial Bosque at 444-7200. That's 444-7200.
9 out of 10 American households own a Bible, yet only 14% of adults engage with the Bible daily. The need for proper renewal is obvious in our country and in our churches. And that's exactly what we want to help you experience by sending you an encouraging resource from Lenya Heitzig called Sheology, a Quiet Time Journal. Listen to Lenya.
I know what it means to have a dry period of time with the Lord, but I know that can change. That's why I've written this Quiet Time Journal. I invite you to put it in your routine. It'll make a difference. The year 2020 can mean a new day for you.
A Quiet Time Journal has a daily Bible reading plan, a weekly prayer focus, a monthly meditation, plus space for you to journal your prayers. We'll send you a copy of Sheology as thanks for your gift today of $35 to this media ministry. Call now, 800-922-1888. Or you can give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. Thanks for joining us here on ABQ Connect. I've got Adri Duran and Holly Slade in studio with Feed New Mexico Kids. These two young ladies are both business professionals. And I like to emphasize that because you guys have businesses, you have families, and maybe I'm going to skip down the end of my list now that I'm talking about this. How do you balance family and running your business and doing all this ministry stuff, Holly?
You know, it's interesting. And I just recently taught, believe it or not, a little workshop in the Sheology ministry on time management. Mm. And I learned about time blocking years ago, early on in my career, because I've always had conflicting priorities.
Uh-huh.
And when you have conflicting priorities, you've got to be able to look at your time in a bigger section. I think a lot of people look at a day at a time. I look at life more in 30 and 45 day chunks because that's how long it takes to go to from contract to close.
Right.
And so deadlines are imperative in my world. I have to know what days I'm negotiating what once we're under contract, what's happening with all these different transactions. So I have to have time carved out in order to get in touch with my clients to negotiate those things. And then I have to have time carved out for the volunteer work that I do. So really, my life is held in a Google Calendar. And I joke around that if I get up in the morning and I go where my calendar tells me to go, and it works out. But I also think that the Lord blesses. Years ago, we were at a real estate conference by Brian Buffini. And Dave at the time was wanting to write a book. And we thought that he needed to retire from real estate before he could write a book. How else were you going to possibly have the time to write a novel? And Brian said one thing that I just will never forget. He said, we serve a big God. And you need to find out if your God is an either or God or a both and God. And so Dave set his foot on that path. And sure enough, he wrote more than one book now and continues to write, because we do serve a both and God. When you align yourself with what the Lord wants done, there's a way to figure it out so that nobody's suffering. You know, now I am in a season of life where I don't have children at home, obviously. So it would be different if I had children at home. But again, that goes back to look at your life, you know, in the big picture. What season are you in? And when you're raising children, there's no more important thing that you can do than to love those kids, care for those kids, educate those kids, and watch out for their safety and all of that. Now, can you take them on volunteer outings with you and that type of thing? Absolutely. But I'm in a season of life that allows me to do this.
Well, and I would say, Holly, you should involve your kids in Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yes.
Because, you know, delivering food and doing things. Adri's got a beautiful flower shop, the flower company in Scottsdale Village. She's putting on an event this weekend. And it's not just a food drive.
No.
It's going to have a little fun.
a lot of fun.
And you should bring your kids.
You should bring your kids.
Tell us about the event, Adri.
Okay, so yes, it's more than just a drop-off, hey, come drop off food and drive away type thing. So I wanted to get, you know, more businesses involved and the donors involved as well. And I thought, well, maybe if we do something else, it'll encourage more donations as far as the food goes. So we're going to send people on a scavenger hunt. So when they arrive at whatever time between 9 and 1 Saturday, they have to go to the Feed New Mexico Kids booth and they will be given a piece of paper. And on that piece of paper is a fill-in-the-blank scavenger hunt, where I will have placed a different statistic about childhood hunger at each of the businesses or booths that we've got set up. And the retailers and the companies that are participating, they've donated a gift of some sort. And we are going to be having a gift giveaway. So there will be ways for people to earn tickets to try to win these giveaways.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So just showing up with food will get you a ticket. If once you're handed your piece of paper and it's like, okay, and it'll tell you where to go, like what business to go to. So I've got to go to the flower company and there'll be a statistic there. So they go read the statistic. They fill in the blank with whatever it is on their sheet and then they keep moving around to all the businesses. Once they've completed that and they bring it back to the Feed New Mexico Kids booth, then they will get another ticket or two or whatever amount we decide. I still have to decide that. And then they can go into like the prize room. And then they can divvy up, like, if they want more than one prize that we've got there, they go, oh, I want this. Oh, I want that. So they drop in their tickets. And then at the end of the event, we will draw names. You don't have to be present to claim your gift.
Right.
We will call or contact that way. But we wanted to make it more interactive and more fun than just like, hey, drop off food. Thanks. Bye.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese for adults.
Right.
Yeah. You know how the kids go in, they turn in their tickets. I mean, this is awesome. You get to shop for your prize. I didn't even know that.
Get to shop for your prize.
That's awesome.
Well, and you know, the other thing is you're bringing some traffic to the local businesses. It's going to be a lot of fun for them too. And the truth is that we kind of just not only want to do food drives, but we need people to drop off food every week.
Yes.
You need some financial donations. Holly, how can people do that on a weekly or monthly basis?
People would go to feednmkids.com. We have a super easy to donate website. And monthly donations are what help us the most, quite honestly, so that we can budget just like you budget in your own household for your mortgage and your groceries and all of that. We budget at Feed New Mexico Kids too. And right now we have 190 kids on a waiting list, and they're on the waiting list because we don't have enough money to buy the food for them. We don't have enough either food or money to make snack packs for them. And so, just recently somebody, committed that they're going to start giving $1,200 a month.
Wow.
Starting December 1st. So we're going to be able to move 60 kids off of that waiting list.
Wow.
And get snack packs to them. So come December 1st, you know, that number 190 is going to go down to 130. But, these kids are waiting. The schools have notified us. We know they're there. And, that just breaks my heart to know that there are kids on a waiting list. That means, you know, they are the ones that are losing the weight over the weekend. They are the ones that are just having Cheez-Its on Sunday. And it just, it's so heavy on my heart to just tell people, if everybody gave just a little bit, mm-hmm. we can get these kids off the waiting list.
Right.
So this isn't like our shelves are full and, oh, the warehouse is great. Our warehouse is little. It's about 900 square feet. We clear the shelves every single week.
Wow.
Every single week the shelves are cleared. We're like, okay, we're done. We can't pack anymore.
Right.
You know, and out they go, and we start all over again the next week, and out they go, and we start again the next week. And so, you know, we live in on a very tight margin with these snack packs. And there was a school that only needed 5 snack packs, so we were able to launch that school. Most schools need 30, 40, 60. We have one school that has 108 snack packs a week.
Mm.
And it's just heartbreaking. So anything that people want to give, if they have a windfall and they want to give a big one-time donation, we've had people do that. They'll give us $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's phenomenal. And that helps so much too. I don't go out and buy $5,000 worth of food. I budget it.
Right.
You know, so that we can do the number of snack packs.
Well, people need to know, Holly, that you are, I believe, 100% volunteer organization right now. Is that correct?
Yes. There are people, so lots of churches participate in this. So like Legacy Church covers 8 schools. And so there is an employee at Legacy that part of what he does is organize the volunteers at Legacy. It's Dustin King over there, and he's been partnered with us for 2 years. And he just, some of the systems that we use, we actually learned from Dustin.
That's neat.
He's just one of those guys that has amazing ideas. And so he had a little warehouse before we did even. And so we went over and learned from him, and he taught us, and he's got great volunteers over there at Legacy. And then Pam Lemke up at Faith Lutheran. Faith Lutheran does 3 schools, and so she's got great systems and great volunteers. So we're spread amongst the community.
But we having to cover a bunch of salaries. This money's
going straight to food,
straight to the kids.
No salaries. Yeah, this is going all to food.
And by the way, that's not a criticism of ministries that pay salaries to people, because most churches are paying salaries and they're nonprofits. So a worker is worthy of their wages. But if you're a person listening to this program and you have a heart to give, especially during this season, you're going to really benefit a lot of children.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Over 3,700 plus kids in the Albuquerque area are really having trouble with they're food insecure.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know where their next meal's coming from. And we're going to be back to talk more about that. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
This is Jim Williams, and I think KNKT is a special broadcast channel. It is live, it is local, and it's all about New Mexico. But KNKT also gives you a solid look at mega global issues from a Christian worldview. That is why I want you to know about ABQ Connect 2.0. We'll be talking big issues that have local impact. This is going to be fun and informative. Join us. KNKT loves New Mexico, and so do I. Keep up at knkt.com.
What religious rights do employees have in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm in a situation on my job to where I was denied a promotion due to my availability, going to church on Sundays last year. They didn't want to accommodate me because they said that they needed to be able to schedule me whenever they wanted to.
They're supposed to make a reasonable accommodation for your sincerely held religious beliefs, and they can't take religion or religious practices as a basis upon which you can be denied a promotion. That's a violation of the law. So I think in a situation like this, your rights may well be violated. I'm going to also get you in touch with our legal department here at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we will get some help to you right away on this situation. So hang on the line here, and we'll get you some help as well. Again, they're supposed to make a reasonable accommodation.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Adrienne Duran with the Flower Company in Scottsdale Village, and Holly Slade of Dave Slade and Associates in studio. And we're talking about Feed New Mexico Kids. It's a heart-wrenching subject to think about the fact that over 3,700 kids in the Albuquerque Public Schools are food insecure. And Holly is always kind to share with us some great stories, but I can't help but be sad about the topic. How does being food insecure impact the lives of these young people, Holly?
You know, it actually has a statistical impact beyond just stomach aches and that kind of thing. I mean, we hear the stories, they're dizzy, they can't concentrate in school, but they've actually quantified that a hungry child is twice as likely to repeat a grade. Mm. They're three times as likely to be suspended, and a hungry teen is five times as likely to commit suicide.
Oh, that is just heartbreaking.
So these are quantifiable measurements on what impact does hunger on a child have. So as we sit there and we think, oh, you know, they're hungry, they don't have enough food, there's a ripple effect with that. I mean, if you think that when we're hungry, we joke about people getting hangry, you know. So imagine being in the midst or in the throes of puberty, right, and you're hangry. Right. And a teenage boy burns about 3,000 calories just sitting still. So if you don't have food over the weekend, you're a teenage boy, your hormones are going nuts, or a teenage girl, your hormones are going nuts, you don't have enough food. What are your choices? I mean, there are some really unsavory choices out there when you're too young to work and you're hungry. So if we wonder, why do our teens get involved in crime? Why do they get involved in selling drugs so that they can earn money? Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the kids who are selling drugs as teenagers have a deep concern for their younger siblings, and they're actually providing. I'm not advocating selling drugs, obviously.
Right.
But you got to understand what's going on in
these
populations.
They're trying to survive.
Yeah. Years ago, Tony Geraci, he's a food advocate as well, and he was revamping the school lunch and school breakfast program at an inner city location. And part of what he was doing was getting them to grow food. So he gathered together the gang leaders in that community. And he said, this is a community garden that is being planted to feed your little brothers and your little sisters. If this garden gets destroyed, I am not replanting it. Not one thing ever happened to that garden. Never vandalized. Food never stolen from it. Mm. And you got to understand that sometimes, you know, the Albuquerque Journal just did a long story on, you know, 72 hours of addiction in the city. And some of the stories are, you can't believe what the current addict who's 17, you can't believe what their childhood was. Mm-hmm. You can't believe what they have seen in their young little lives. So some of these kids, the emotional trauma that they have already been through is just astronomical, things that we can't even fathom.
Yeah, I can't imagine sitting in a class and listening to a teacher say anything from the front of the room while your stomach's really growling and you haven't eaten for 2 days. That's got to be impossible.
Yeah. And then it gets, you know, compounded because we do have an opioid problem. I mean, we can't just sit here and say, well, it's all just, you know, poverty and we don't know how it happened. It's very complicated. It goes from death and disease coming upon a family suddenly, unemployment coming upon a family, but drug addiction is a huge part of it. And so we have parents that are incarcerated, parents that have been killed. We have multiple children living with grandmas and grandpas. We've got, you know, I've told you about the couple that we served last year with the Thanksgiving meals. They were raising 6 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. Mm. And, you know, just a varied combination of incarceration and homicide. And, you know, what do you do in a little life?
Yes.
What do you do when you're hungry? When we did a school outreach over at one of the elementary schools last year, and Police Chief Geyer was there and asked the kids if they had any questions. And, you know, you're expecting, is the siren loud when you're inside the car? You know, is the vest hot? You know, but instead the questions were, where should you hide when a strange man with a gun comes into your house?
Oh, goodness.
I mean, these kids are so innocent.
Yeah.
You know, where, like, this is normal. Like, doesn't everybody live like this?
Mm.
They don't know that we don't all live that way. You know, that we all have more food really in our pantries than we need.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just trying to get to these kids as quickly as we can, get them well fed so that they can be in front of a teacher and learn so that they can have a different future.
You bet. Well, and as people are listening, not only, I think you absolutely need to pray.
Absolutely.
In place, like right now while we're talking, and say, Lord, you know, help these children. And whether you do it through New Mexico or Feed New Mexico Kids, or you're working through your church, or however that comes, you really need to be cognizant of what's going on. Holly, you're associated with a lot of different people. I'm intrigued with how Adri got involved with you. I know you guys have known each other for a while. Adri used to be on staff at Calvary Albuquerque, as was Holly. But besides that, you kind of indicated that you saw some things on Instagram through social media about what was going on with the ministry, and you have reacted, mm-hmm. and you've put together a neat fun drive happening this weekend. Again, tell us about that and what time, and just to reiterate that for our listeners.
Sure, of course. Yeah, I do. I try to do a lot of stuff just for my business on Instagram because, well, I mean, things change. We were talking about how things change just constantly, anywhere and anywhere. So I had started an Instagram page a few years ago, and so I've been really trying to, you know, be better at it because I want to bring in more, you know, you want to grow your business.
Right.
That's how I've done it. And so I try to follow other people, you know, whether it's people just to get inspiration from for floral design, other businesses, nonprofits. So when I discovered Feed New Mexico Kids, because I would hear Holly on the radio talking about it, it was like once a week, I think, at the time you were doing mm-hmm. that. And I just one day I was like, gee, I wonder if they have an Instagram. And I looked it up and I was like, oh, look, they do. So I started following them. And that's how I discovered that they were in desperate need of food one week. And that's what sparked the idea for this food drive, because I would hear Holly talk about, you know, over the weekend, these kids don't have any food. And I wanted to say something because actually my niece, I have a niece, she's adopted. My brother and his wife had fostered children for a long time. So they saw a lot of these kids come and go out of their house, and they've adopted her and another girl. But this poor girl came out of a house where they would get locked in a room. Mm-hmm. They would get locked in a room, no food. And one day my brother found her trying to teach her sister how to drink water from the toilet. That was the only way that they got water.
Oh, God.
And so, I mean, this is stuff where it's like, yeah, this stuff happens. Cause I know a lot of times you think, oh, well, okay, they don't get food. They didn't get a cookie or whatever. But no, I mean, this is legit stuff. And unfortunately, her older siblings are still in that situation. I don't remember the reason, but they were allowed to adopt her, but none of the other kids were allowed to be released to anybody else. And they're still in that situation.
And the truth, if we could get a few people to be giving $10 or $20 a month.
Right. Uh huh. Every little bit helps.
We could be feeding most, if not all, of these kids.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
So it's not a big, giant burden that you're requesting at all. The call to action is for a few people to start doing things on a monthly basis. And when they go shopping, I mean, I have 5 children. They're all gone out of the home now. But I remember going to Costco, and you buy these enormous quantities. And even with our family, the quantities were still too big. So you could drop off, you know, half of
the extra
what you're not going to use that month, and just make it a regular kind of drop off thing. But regular giving, give the website one more time, Holly.
It is feednmkids.com. feednmkids.com.
And people can learn where to drop off. In fact, we've already mentioned the flower company. All of the Albuquerque Police Department substations are drop-off sites. Legacy Church.
Yes.
I'm assuming all of their locations.
Their main campus has the business hours. So Legacy, you can do, obviously, before or after any service. The same with Faith Lutheran.
Okay.
And the same with First Baptist down in Valencia County. And then there's the First Bilingual Baptist Church. And I'm drawing a blank on the Presbyterian Church. But obviously, if you attend those churches, you sort of know about the program. But if you live near them, because Faith Lutheran is in a convenient location up in the Northeast Heights, and then Legacy is over there off of Coors and Central. So if you're doing your grocery shopping during business hours, you can drop at those locations during business hours. And, of course, Calvary on Osuna. So those are locations where you can do business hours. And again, the APD substations, every single one of the APD substations will take donations. And Adri's Flower Shop, the flower company over in Scottsdale Village, she's a drop location too, and that's up off of Eubank and Candelaria.
Great. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Have you ever wondered why people dread buying a new car? Maybe it's because of the way they were treated in the past. Maybe they were disrespected, or maybe they were even lied to. Well, none of us can change the past, but at Power Ford, we can help you write the future. We're a different type of dealership, so you have a different type of experience. We believe in doing the right thing, building trust, and leading with our values. Faith, family, and then Ford. We're here to help. Just ask. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
In the 1960s, gasoline was 32 cents a gallon. Folks drove huge eight-cylinder behemoths and cared little about fuel efficiency. How times have changed. Today, gas is a big part of the average family budget. It may seem smart to drive around town hunting for the lowest gas price, but that's penny wise and gallon foolish. A better idea is to get a smartphone app that tracks the best gas prices, like Gas Buddy, Gas Guru, Waze, or Dash, to name a few. You'll also save by grouping errands. Avoid making separate trips for groceries and the dry cleaning. Arrange a carpool to get the kids to practice. And when possible, avoid rush hour. Everyone gets 0 miles per gallon sitting in traffic.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org. Write it down, moneywise.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade with Dave Slade and Associates, and Adri Duran with the Flower Company in Albuquerque. Two businesswomen, two people that are doing a lot of ministry through Feed New Mexico Kids. They're in studio with us. And again, thanks for all the time. I know this is a big time commitment, but you're doing a lot in ministry, doing a lot with your families. Holly's, I've just made this discovery today. I've realized Holly, when you hire her to sell your home, she's going to go through your home with a fine tooth comb. And she's one of those gifted people that knows how to decorate, which I don't have a clue about. But she's going to tell you really directly, you know, all those thousands of pictures that you have set it over here that you haven't dusted for about 2 years, those kind of need to be taken off and put in a box. And she's going to help you really organize your house. But here, I think, is the secret. And I've got to go to one of your open houses, maybe this weekend.
Uh-oh.
I've got to go see if there's a beautiful flower bouquet from the flower company just inside the front door, because that's how you're selling houses, Holly.
Very key. I'm telling you, you put one of Adri's bouquets in the house, people are going to fall in love with the house.
Yeah. Well, both of you obviously have an ability to decorate and put things together that I do not understand. That's not within my DNA.
Right. Well, that's good that you're not in the business, though.
Yes.
So we'll leave you in the radio host business.
That's
and
right.
Let Adri and I take care of all of the aesthetics.
Hey, I'm pretty good at fixing stuff, but I need somebody like you to say, oh, well, I need a certain type of texture here and a certain kind of color. I can do that, but I don't know how to select that myself.
Ooh, so we can call you when we need some help?
Well, you know,
Adri,
guess,
we got to have a new resource.
Handyman.
I got a whole list.
That's right. Well, we've got the food drive happening in the Scottsdale Village. That's at 3107 Eubank this weekend. It's going to start about 9 a.m. If you bring some food by, and I'll have Holly, even though we're kind of redundant, we're going to talk about one more time, tell us about the kind of food. Wait 1 second, because when you bring this food by, Adrie's got a game for you. And tell us about that real quickly.
So I've got a game. So when you bring food by, you're going to get a little ticket just for bringing food by. I also forgot to say, you're also going to get some flowers. I'm giving flowers away to all the people that are donating too. My mom's currently processing them right now. Thank you, Mom. She's listening. And so you get flowers, you get a ticket, you're going to be given a sheet of paper to send you on a scavenger hunt through the shopping center. Because we want you to go visit all of the businesses that are also supporting Feed New Mexico Kids. So we want you to go to interact with them, say thank you, and then get your information that you need to complete your paper. You bring it back, you'll get another ticket. And then you can take these tickets to this little gift room, and we're going to have vases, because I don't do jars. I'm a florist. Uh-huh. Vases set up in front of all of the items, and then you pick which ones that you want to try to take home with you. So.
This is brilliant.
I'm glad I picked florist.
Yeah.
When I was saying what she did, I would have been in big trouble.
Yes.
With the flower shop community.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Although I think when you start winning awards like Adrie has, I think you become a floral designer.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Adrie has won an international award for her floral designs.
Isn't that cool?
I mean, yeah, that was fun.
I know this, Holly, about Dave. Dave can look at your husband, Dave.
Yes.
He can look at a piece of ground and envision a house there.
Yes.
I've never been able to figure that out, because I can say, gee, I love this house. I think it's beautifully decorated and the floor plan is really cool. But to come up with that from scratch,
yeah,
and to do a floral design, just kind of see it come together, it's artistic, right?
It is very. Yeah. There's like normal floral design where Holly and I were talking about this, how New Mexico is very traditional and stuff. So what I call the little roundy moundy, which is just like a ball of flowers in a vase all pretty, or a basket. But I like doing like the artistic stuff where you take it outside of the roundy moundy. And so, yeah, that's what I have.
One
of bronze.
I don't know what Adrie would do if she was a hairstylist. There'd be some wild hairstyles.
It'd
coming
be bad.
Out.
Braided and dyed in all different colors.
That's totally different. You don't want me cutting your hair.
Holly, tell us what kind of food everybody needs to bring on Saturday.
Okay. Single serve, non-perishable, protein rich. So our most needed item is beef ravioli. So not spaghetti that doesn't have any protein in it. A can of beef ravioli with a top lid.
Yeah, not something you need a can opener for.
Right. But interestingly enough, Chef Boyardee beef ravioli, they all have a flip top lid. So if you find Chef Boyardee beef ravioli, you don't worry about it. Even if it's in a box or covered in plastic, you know, if you're buying 4 or 12 of them, they all have a flip top lid. So those are excellent. We need single serve cheese. Again, the kids will find hot water from, a corner store. They get hot water at the school. Sometimes they're living in a motel or their house still has hot water. So single serve mac and cheese. We need sleeves of nuts, sleeves of trail mix. We need cheese, butter, crackers. We also can use the applesauce squeezes. So not the fruit cups, not the peaches or the fruit cocktail in a cup, because the cellophane, when the cup gets squished a little bit, if it's going in a child's backpack, the cellophane is loose and it leaks and it's messy. So a fruit squeeze. And then single serve pudding. That is the one kind of dessert treat sugar item that we put in there. But it's not going to hit a system like a cookie would. Mm. So we do put a treat in item in that we try to limit it. We really focus on the protein. And I should mention, if people are going to get a bar, we like cereal bar. But they must have protein in them. So if you look at some of the granola bars, they're all carbohydrate and sugar. They don't have protein in them. So, you know, look for something that has some protein in it and that it will fit a taste palate from kindergarten through high school. So not coffee flavor, some bizarre, you know, sriracha flavor nut bar, because it might be going to a kindergartner.
Right. Yeah, so you got to stay away from really, really spicy things.
Right. And the same thing, the flavored tuna pouches. We put the flavored tuna pouches in, but the ranch flavor is the most popular. With that, and we don't know where it's going. I bet the high schoolers would like the hot ones, but we can't control where the snack packs are once our volunteers pack them. We have a donated warehouse even, and the businessman that donated our warehouse pays our utilities for us.
Yeah.
And so we pack there, and the snack packs go out in boxes to schools, and we're just a little, you know, assembly line over there.
Holly, when we come back next break, I want to talk to you about, y'all have great business partners like Adri and other individuals and other business people. You have churches and all this stuff, but you also have a tremendous partnership with the Albuquerque Public Schools. So we're about that when we come back. See this on ABQ Connect.
We know the Lord speaks to us through His Word, but Dr. Tony Evans says that's not the only way the Lord communicates with us. He'll tell another, more individual method today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
News, you have national news and you have local news, okay? The national news gives you the big picture of what's happening around the nation. The local news gives you what's happening in your community. The national weather tells you, you know, this is going in this part of the country, that's national. When you turn on the news, they're going to tell you what's happening in your city because they are particular about you. When you come to church, that's national news, okay? I don't know your problem, you don't know mine. That's national news. But what you need is local news. You need something that's going to talk to you in your personal situation. I'm giving you national news, but the Holy Spirit's job is to give you local news. To take the national news and apply it to your particular scenario in life so that you get personal help in your personal point of need, in your personal situation, and that can come in a myriad of ways. Somebody can give you a phone call. That can be an encouraging word. Well, God can even take the national sentence and make it a local news. You. He can do that in a whole lot of ways, but you got to draw near. You can't have this occasional visitation relationship with God. But then you will not have the help you need in the situation you're in. He is your helper. It's the Holy Spirit's job to make it real. Make it alive.
Discover why it's called personal relation with the Lord. Tony's CD series, The Magnificent Grace of God, available at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes, Tony.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Holly Slade and Adri Duran of The Flower Company. Holly Slade, of course, with Dave Slade and Associates, a longtime supporter of KNKT and ABQ Connect. We are so glad to have you all in, but we're so sad about the topic that we're talking about today. Feeding New Mexico Kids has a very particular niche. You try to help kids have food for the weekends,
right?
Primarily. But now we've got the holidays coming up, so they're going to be out of school for several weeks, Holly. Do you pass out more snack packs to take care of them for more days?
Well, for Thanksgiving, what we're doing is a pre-cooked meal that feeds 4 people. And it's a huge undertaking. We partner with APS, of course, to distribute snack packs in the first place. But this Thanksgiving meal is an enormous partnership with APS Food and Nutrition. And Sandra Kemp is the executive director over there, and she is just an amazingly brilliant woman. When the idea first came up about could we get some kind of pre-cooked meal to these families, I had no idea how to do that, really. Mm-hmm. And so we sat down with her, and she said, oh, well, if you can raise the money, we can do this, 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 and this. And so the turkey is pre-cooked, sliced, and then frozen. And then she sources and stuffing that only need water to be made, the same with gravy. It's a flip-top lid can of green beans, a flip-top lid can of corn. And then she's got spiced apples, and she even is putting I think they're yogurt-covered cranberries or chocolate-covered cranberries in there, you know, because she couldn't do cranberry sauce. I mean, it's just the way that she put it together. And so then that is packaged with 4 plates, all the utensils that they would need, and serveware. And then we take those meal bags out to schools, and the school lets the students who have the need out just about 20 minutes early in their bag, and home they go. And so we're doing that and still doing the snack pack the week of Thanksgiving. Christmas gets tricky. Mm. Christmas is hard. They're out for weeks. And we tried our first year to double snack pack every child. But that's a lot of donations. And Christmas is a giving time to lots of different charities, which they should. And, you know, sure. I never want to do the rob Peter to pay Paul thing, you know. So I think people should do on their heart to do. But if it's at all possible financially to give two snack packs that week, then we do. But as I mentioned, we've got 190 kids on a waiting list right now for just one snack pack throughout the school year. So we're looking to raise some funds to get those kids off the waiting list.
Well, and I'm going to pray this weekend's a tremendous food drive in the Scottsdale Village at the Flower Company. Adri Duran, the owner, is going to be spearheading a fun food drive, a little scavenger hunt and things involved. So you'll get a chance to go around to the different shops of Scottsdale Village. What a blessing that they're all participating with. And we also want to appeal that people can go to the website, which is feednewmexicokids.com.
Mm-hmm. Feed NM Kids.
Oh, Feed NM. So I want to make sure we get that right. So feednmkids.com. And there's donate buttons to do financial donations and locations and everything listed where you can drop off food. There are many.
Yes.
Go through some of your partners one more time.
So APS substations, people can drop food at any APS substation.
Turkey Police Department.
Yes. ASC Church over off of Coors and Central during business hours, or if you attend there, obviously, you know, you can take it before service. Mm-hmm. Faith Lutheran Church up in the Northeast Heights. They are a drop location as well. Down in Bosque Farms, there's the First Baptist Church, or a drop location. And then Adri's Flower Store up at, called the Flower Company, by the way, up in Scottsdale Village. And then Calvary Osuna here at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Any of those locations will gladly accept food donations. And if that's not convenient, people can go on the website and donate. They can do a one-time gift, or they can sign up to be a monthly partner.
Sure. Well, you've simplified it.
We have.
And I'm amazed at the partnership you have with APS, because we always hear how public school entities are kind of antagonistic to ministries being on campus and things. But what you've done, Holly, is to be heard. You've just come on and said, we're just feeding everybody, regardless of their faith or orientation of any kind, and we are going to take care of them.
Correct.
And meet the need.
And the agreement is that we don't proselytize on their campus. Mm. And, you know, it's their campus, their rules.
Sure.
So my belief is that it's our job to show the love of Jesus, to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And we're told in scripture to care for widows and orphans in their time of need. And it does not say parenthetically, as long as you can preach, that we are told to go out unto all the world and share the gospel.
Sure.
But we are also told to care for, to show our love. And so this is a way that we show our love. And I believe that if we show our love and we pray, children's hearts are so pliable. Mm-hmm. And children, I believe, naturally want to believe in God. They have that natural sort of God seed down inside of them that needs to be nurtured, needs to be watered, needs to be grown. And obviously, at some point, they need a real understanding of who Jesus is. But until then, it's so natural for a child to pray. It's so natural for them to accept that God gave them this snack pack. We have one little guy. He's in third grade. He's taking care of three younger siblings.
Wow. He's in third grade and he's taking care of younger siblings.
Yeah. And CYFD has been called, but, you know, they're overrun with calls too. You know, let's be clear about that.
And they're a partner of yours as well.
Well, they partner with the schools and go about things. So CYFD is involved, you know, in this family, but nonetheless, this little third grader is taking care of three younger siblings. And he told the counselor he had been praying that his snack pack would have cookies in it the next week because it was his little sister's birthday and he wanted a way to celebrate. Obviously, there wasn't going to be any cake. So here's a little guy that was praying for cookies. And do you know that that he was praying for that? He told her that when his snack pack arrived and it had cookies in it.
Wow.
So we serve a very big God that can hear all of these children's prayers. And we pray. We pray at the factory. We pray when grocery shop, you know, pray when you're making your donations. These kids need all the prayer we can possibly offer and more. And I, you know, my prayer, one of them is that when they are old enough and somebody comes along to harvest a seed and say, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, they say, you know what? I know that because when I was a kid, when I was hungry, when nobody would take care of me, strangers who didn't know me fed me. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that an easier story than, really? Do you know what I had to do in a back alley to trade for food?
Mm. Yeah,
right?
That's heartbreaking.
Let's change their story. Let's change their future.
And let's do it while they're young.
Yes.
Because you really can. Another ministry that I know you're familiar with is the New Mexico Dream Center. And
yes.
They're working specifically with kids that are involved in sex trafficking,
mm-hmm.
which is, I didn't even know that existed. But Holly, you're feeding these kids and trying to take care of them, and you're enabling that third grader to take care of their younger siblings.
That's right.
And not have to do anything crazy to go get food.
That's right.
So how powerful is it that we could, you know, some way donate some money, and it's not very much.
No.
It just isn't. You mentioned you had a donor of about $1,000 or $1,200, took care of about 60 kids.
Yeah, well, this donor is signing up December 1st for $1,200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to get 60 kids off of the waiting list. And so if anybody has it in their budget to sign up per month, we have a button on the website. You can sign up for $7 a month. That's one snack pack
mm.
per month. That's one kid.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference to that one kid. It does.
Sure.
And if enough people did $7, and if you can do $28, or if somebody can do $49, and then there are those people that say, you know, a one-time thing is easier for me. Here's a check for
$5,000. Mm-hmm.
You know, we appreciate everything. We had a little widow's mite donation our first year out, where in our food donation bin was a little Ziploc bag, and it had two granola bars in it. And I knew that I almost cried, literally, because I knew it was a widow's mite.
Mm.
I knew that was all that family had to give.
Mm.
So think about this. If you're a kid and you have nothing, or if your grandpa gave you Cheez-Its on Sunday, two granola bars is huge.
Absolutely. Wow. Feed New Mexico kids. Adri Duran of the Flower Company and Holly Slade with Dave Slade and Associates. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks so much, Jim.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.